It's been more than 200 years since Ludwig van Beethoven wrote his masterful music, despite being deaf. But could his music actually have been influenced by heart trouble? A team of researchers from the University of Michigan and the University of Washington is offering a really intriguing theory. They believe that as Beethoven composed some of the most famous masterpieces, that his music truly was from his heart, influenced by his cardiac arrhythmia. Dr. Joel Howell is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan School of Medicine. He's also a medical historian and a member of the team that developed this theory. Dr. Howell sat down with Cynthia to talk about his findings.
What led you to this? What uncorked this idea in the first place for you and your fellow researchers?
Well, it basically just came about as the three of us were talking about the music of Beethoven, and we're all three amateur musicians. We all play the piano. We all listen to this sort of music. And we started thinking about ways in which our mutual areas of expertise might give us some more insights into what we were hearing.
Well, there is a really interesting array of backgrounds on this team. You're the medical historian, and who else was involved?
That's right. The lead author is Zach Goldberger, who actually was here with us in Ann Arbor when we started the study. He is a cardiologist, so he specializes in diseases of the heart. The third author is Stephen Whiting, who is a musicologist. He studies classical music, and his specialty is Beethoven. So it was, if you will, a dream team of three people, all of whom came together to ask some fairly provocative and, quite frankly, inferential questions.
So what made you think, wow, could that be arrhythmia? I guess I'm wondering, is there historic proof that Beethoven suffered from cardiac troubles?
Well, that's an excellent question. And when you use words like proof, the answer is almost always no. There is no proof. The problem with any proof is that the tools and instruments that we would use today to diagnose heart disease simply did not exist in Beethoven's time. Furthermore, the very disease categories that we think of today also didn't exist. There have been a long, long list of diseases that Beethoven has been speculated as suffering from. And many of those diseases would lead, as we now understand it, to abnormal heart rhythms. And that's what we are assuming, is that because he had some of these other diseases, it's highly likely that his heart was part of the problem as well.
So take us into, as you and your fellow researchers dug into Beethoven's music, what kind of clues were you looking for?
Well, one of the clues we were looking for is simply the rhythm of the music, the sound of the music. We know for sure that Beethoven was deaf. He started to become deaf, and then eventually at the end of his life, he was profoundly, completely, totally deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was deaf, we think it's highly likely that he would be more aware of his own heartbeat. If you yourself, for example, want to sit in a very, or lie down even better, in a very quiet place where there are no other sounds around, you can sometimes hear the beating of your heart. So imagine if you lived your entire life, or a significant portion of your life, having no hearing of the outside world, you might be more likely to be aware of your heartbeat. We also were fortunate, and this is where the dual expertise of the people in the team comes in looking at some different ways of translating and thinking about the music that we talk about in the piece. So, for example, there's one section where he talks about himself as being a piece of music as being heavy of heart. Now, heavy of heart can mean a lot of things. It can mean you're sad. It can mean you're heart sick because of some loss. But it can also mean that you're literally feeling a heaviness upon your heart. Nowadays, we would call that angina. In Beethoven's day, we didn't have that term.
Well, let's take a listen. This is the final movement of the cavatina in Beethoven's string quartet in B-flat major, opus 130. This piece was completed in 1825.
Thank you. that particular section and some of the other sections make us think that perhaps he was experiencing some kind of shortness of breath, that that he wasn't able to breathe because his heart was malfunctioning. Now, slipping into 21st century terminology in terms that would have been completely alien to Beethoven or the physicians of his day, the way we would now describe it is that if your heart is not beating effectively, it's not pumping blood effectively, and you are not getting enough blood going to the lungs, that you start to feel short of breath and you start to breathe faster because you're being less effective in your breathing. Maybe that's what was happening here. Maybe that's reflected in the cavatina in Opus 130, the string quartet.
That kind of unbalanced rhythm.
Yep.
What kind of response have you gotten from the music world or from the medical world since this essay was published in Perspectives in Biology and Medicine?
Oh, we've had a huge response, and it's been very, very interesting. One of the responses that we got is that this is all totally speculative. And our answer to that is, you're absolutely right. It's totally speculative. We can never prove that this is right. Nobody can ever prove it. But we simply think that it's a logical observation. The medical community and the music community actually have a lot in common. There's tremendous interest in music among physicians. A lot of physicians, well, Zach Goldberger and myself, like to think of ourselves as amateur piano players. There are musicians here on campus who play music. The Life Sciences Orchestra is made up of musicians from the medical center. And we have a whole medical arts program in which we are trying to use the arts to help physicians learn how to be better doctors. So it's not just a matter of being better cocktail party conversationalists or more well-rounded, but we really think that music and the arts can help teach you how to be better at practicing medicine.
And as you worked on this study and listened to Beethoven's music and kind of drew these conclusions, what kind of insights do you think you now have about who this man was and how he created?
I think that the more that anyone learns about Beethoven, the more time you spend with Beethoven, the more you understand his music, the more you realize the incredible genius that he represents. And there's a reason that he is canonized the way he is. The more you learn about his music, the more you realize that every note, every phrase, every symbol, everything about it just reflects genius. And he changed so much over the course of his life. He didn't just write the same kind of music over and over again. He changed dramatically from his early works to his later works. Looking at the rhythms and trying to figure out where they came from, in no sense is to imply that he was simply formulaically taking what he felt in his body and writing it down in music. I think he was using that as one source of inspiration, amongst many sources of inspiration that he used to write his music.
Very, very interesting essay from researchers from the University of Michigan and the University of Washington, offering up this theory that as Beethoven composed some of his most famous masterpieces, the music was influenced by his cardiac arrhythmia. And we have been talking with Dr. Joel Howell from the University of Michigan School of Medicine, where he's a professor of internal medicine, and also he's with the School of History and the School of Public Health. Thank you so much for talking with us, Dr. Howell.
Thank you very much.